This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Feel free to join us here. You can share your thoughts on whatever you want. Obviously, a lot of people are talking about the debates. Many people are pouring vigorously right now because the candidates just took the stage. I was watching the CNN and the NPR feeds. We're going to air a portion of the debate tonight and also our live commentary that will go along with it, because there needs to be a libertarian voice in these debates. Gary Johnson's not going to be there, so we're going to do it here on Free Talk Live tonight. With you in the studio, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
But first, to your phone call and thoughts, or your phone calls if you got them here. Rob does in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Oh, that's my middle name.
Hey, okay, Melanie. Rob.
Hey.
It's my middle name. I noticed you're still blocking me on Skype for so-called.
Actually, no, I unblocked you on Skype.
Really?
Yep.
Then try it again. Just like you might want to try again checking out my police record that you totally misrepresented it because you're not.
So what were you calling about tonight? Are you going to keep rehashing the same old crap?
Are you not going to apologize for smearing me anymore?
Are you
going
to keep rehashing the same old crap?
Let me put it this way.
Because it looked like you lied to... Now you lied again. You
I
lied to our
lied.
Call screener.
Robert's
you said you
name.
Wanted to talk about the debates, and now you're talking about
I
the
do,
same old boring
I,
crap you've always called about.
I'm an apology from a so-called minister that has smeared me and defamed me brutally and gets rocks off doing it. Just like another minister said I wanted to commit genocide against all Muslims, which is a sick and despicable thing to say. I don't feel that way, and I would despise anybody that does, and in fact, they'd be my enemy.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, I'd rather listen to Trump and Hillary than listen to that guy.
I'd rather have my eardrums removed.
Toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Says he's not a liar, but he lied to get on the phone screening board with a completely different topic than he was going to talk about. And that's fine. You know, you don't have to tell the truth. We're not going to screen your calls out here on Free Talk Live. I don't do that. So, you know, that guy could call under his real name, James in Arizona, if he wanted to. And I wouldn't keep him off. Anyway, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We went through the debate drinking game rules. If you are just tuning in and you missed those, Daryl did post them to our Facebook and Twitter. So you can go there and you can get the drinking game and get started, because the debate, so-called, of course you pointed out, Melanie, this isn't really a debate.
And this is not a debate. You don't have people having drinking games and having parties and having 40 people in their backyard and barbecues and getting drunk at debates. This
right.
is at best a forum. It's really just chaos.
It's a showcase for these people.
Even if it was what it claims to be, it will be a forum. This is not a debate. A debate is, you know, you when you go to a debate, you have a topic, and then people have opposing positions on the topic. You know, and if you've watched any philosophy, philosophical debates, you already know what I'm talking about, so that doesn't help. But, okay, like Tom Woods often has debates. Nobody says, oh, I'm going to go, this is the 16 rules for drinking games for, like, the Tom Woods show. No, because Tom Woods has actual debates.
The next time Tom Woods has a debate, I'm making drinking rules.
Okay, Daryl will be the only one to do that. But it's not a thing. You don't, like, nobody's like, oh, I'm going to go to this philosophical topic and get drunk. Because if you want to be there, you're there to watch it. And if you don't want to be there, then you're probably not there. I mean, you have a topic. You have two opposing sides. You have points and counterpoints. Like, that's not what this is. There's not even a topic. I mean,
it
could be a forum.
There are.
But
Saturday Night Live needs to bring back point counterpoint.
Isn't that that's an older one, right?
That was very old.
Like in the 70s or something?
70s. Who was it? Was it Bill Murray?
I don't know. It's before my time. Let's get into some of this here. There are topics, Melanie. The topic on the floor right now at this so-called debate is why are you a better choice to create jobs that will put more money in workers' pockets?
Okay, there's topics, but there's not a topic that you have a position on. And even that...
No, they do have positions. Donald's position is, I'm not Hillary. I'm great. And Hillary's position is, I'm not Donald. I'm a woman.
Right, here's what they're actually saying.
Very much forward to doing it. We have to renegotiate our trade deals, and we have to stop these countries from stealing our companies and our jobs.
Okay, but wait a minute, Donald. There's no stealing going on here. The reason why jobs have been leaving the United States for decades is because of government regulations. It's because the government, the very organization that you purport to want to be in charge of, has all manner of different business regulations that basically make business owners say, screw this, I'm out of here, where can I go and manufacture things for less?
Apple, that's manufacturing their iPhone somewhere else, but Donald Trump wants to force them to manufacture their iPhones in the United States. He's said it before.
Which, of course, is going to drive up the cost. I mean, already the iPhone is, what, a $700 device brand new?
Yes.
I mean, these are not cheap devices.
Yeah, I paid $750 for it last year, but... And most of that cost is not coming from the employees in China. I mean, most of that's markup.
Well, I understand that. But it's going. What I'm saying is, if they manufacture them in the United States, there's going to be even higher cost because you are going to have to pay union workers.
With things with lower margins, that's true. But or you could just have a factory in a state that doesn't have unions. But, I mean, there are lots of reasons why protectionism is bad. But for high-end products, I don't think that's one of them.
Well, I don't know what the markup is on the iPhone. I don't know how much they're, you know, at the iPhone store. Are they making $100 on each one, or is it more than that? I mean, it's hard to really
say. But they're not paying the factory worker in China $600 per iPhone.
I never said that they were. There's different levels of
markup. There's a lot of room in there. I mean, for a high-end
You don't think they would increase the price? You don't think that if it was manufactured in the United States under all the regulations and, you know, the various different unions and such, that they wouldn't increase the price of the iPhone? You think they just cut their profits?
No, not by much, because, there's a certain price at which you can, like, if you raise it too much, you're going to quit being able to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, Androids are already a seventh or something like that cheaper. And there's a difference, but everybody doesn't. And, yeah, something with that kind of markup, the market's only going to handle a certain
You don't really
price.
Know what the markup is.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of different companies that are manufacturing phones that run Android. So,
that's right.
You know, there's competition in that marketplace. There's only one company that produces an iPhone using iOS.
Right.
So
and I understand
no
that, but
competition
if they,
in the iOS market.
But if they raise the price of the iPhone to $1,200,
there would
aren't
be
going
people
to buy
buying it.
But it would not be anywhere. Yeah, I'm sure there's some people that buy it, but it would not be the market that they have right now. The market's only going to tolerate.
Why did you buy yours at $750?
Because it was the best phone that I thought because it was what I thought for me would be the best phone.
But couldn't you have bought an older iPhone for less?
Not by much.
No? Really?
Okay,
but there is competition in the phone market.
And I have weird paranoia about electronics. I'm like terrified that I'm going to buy something old and there's going to be something on it. And
While there are no other manufacturers, while there are no other manufacturers of the iPhone, there are a bunch of other phones in the marketplace,
correct.
And all of that competition does tend to drive price down. So I don't know if there's as much of a markup as you believe that there is on the iPhone. Just because the price is high doesn't necessarily mean that there's a large markup. If you take other electronics like, let's say, the Sony PlayStation or the Xbox, there's usually very, very little, if any, money that those companies make off of those things because they're selling licensed games and they're making money off of selling the
and
games.
Brian Sovereign has been pointing out recently on his podcast, Sovereign Tech, that one of the reasons some of the electronics are so cheap or affordable is because of all of the bloatware that winds up getting added on. So you've got these companies that will pay the phone company, hey, we'll give you this much per phone.
Like that damn NFL app. I want nothing to do with that thing. You probably like it, but...
I don't have that app.
Okay, it costs Apple $200 to manufacture an iPhone 6.
Is that what you're using right now?
I think I might have the 5.
This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all 5 for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want to discuss. Even during these debates, so-called debates, between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, they're on the stage right now. It's supposed to last about an hour and a half. We're going to sample some more of the audio here and provide a commentary track. We were talking about regulations. Donald Trump is a populist. He appeals to the idea that America is an exceptional place and that manufacturing should be forced to happen here in the United States, which, of course, is an anti-free market position. Now, I don't know what Hillary's viewpoint is on that either. It's probably just as bad, if not worse. But protectionism is what the government is all about, protecting their buddies at the cost of the people who are their enemies in business.
I believe Hillary was for NAFTA before she was against it.
So we're going to get back into that. But also, one of the other things that has been screwed up in this country is health care. And in the United States, we need a health care system that focuses on health, not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance can pay for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's called HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA, another government program, has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't even know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We were talking about government regulations. That led to talking about cell phones. Melanie, you say that the markup is tremendous on the iPhone. I don't know if it's as large as you think it is. Yes, you cited $200 as what the ostensible manufacturing costs are, but that doesn't include advertising costs, the costs of marketing this thing, what they have to pay the salesman in the stores. So there are other costs.
Whatever their overhead is because they have their own stores.
Correct. So there are other costs involved in getting that thing to market, and they still have to price it as competitively as they can. I mean, you do have, like, the Samsung phones, the Motorola phones, other brands that are being manufactured with Android operating systems, and many of those phones are several hundred dollars when they come out brand new as well, $600 or $500. Look at these brand new phones. Yes,
there
absolutely.
Are some Android phones that will cost you $500 or $600. Now, what a lot of people will do is they'll sign up for this thing to where they're not paying anything or very much out of pocket, and they're basically paying rent on their phone bill.
Well, can't Android you buy, like, if you just sign it to your contract or something, you can get an Android or at least a very reduced Android?
I don't have a contract. Right, I've never had a contract for a cell phone.
But that yes you can. So you can't
with iPhone.
Well, that's okay. Well, talk to the cell phone companies.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that
but a lot of the cell phone companies have. It's my understanding cell phone companies will do that with iPhone, but I'll have to double check that. I'm pretty sure that the iPhone is included.
You can do buying the thing where you buy it on time, but you can't say, "Oh, I'll sign a 2-year contract and get a $200 iPhone." That's not going to happen.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I've seen that happening, but I'll have to double check it. And the reason why they do that is because the cell phone company buys the phones in bulk. They get a special price, and then they give you the phone, and then you pay for the phone in the inflated cost of the cell phone monthly plan. So they know that if you're going to be with them for 2 years, you're going to be spending X per month, and they build the cost of the phone into that. So if they didn't do that with iPhone, I'd be surprised.
I just did a search for iPhone with contract, and Google has all the shopping stuff up top. Verizon Wireless has something, iPhone 7 Plus.
That's brand new iPhone.
Brand new iPhone. Advertised for $40 per month.
Yeah, so you're on.
Okay,
about
yeah,
that,
so you
Ellie.
Can buy it on time. Yeah, so $40 per month. Yeah, you can buy it on time, but they're not going to give it to you for $100 or $200.
Right, you are not handing them $100 or $200 Most of the time, when you go to the Verizon store.
Right. Most of the time, you get
right.
The,
but there's, so there's, you're buying it on time. It's still an expensive
phone.
Yes,
and you can do that with Androids as well.
Yeah, I understand that. But there's a lot of plans where you can get phones that are not iPhones. I think Androids are one of them. If you sign a 2-year contract for just the service, they will give you either a free or reduced price to $100 or $200 smartphone.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what you're saying is they don't do that with iPhone. I feel like they do, but anyway, let's just move on. We're not going to agree on this without doing more research
right,
to find out what the truth
is. Right, because we're kind of talking past one another.
Yeah. Well, I understand what she's saying, but I think she's wrong about that. So I'm not talking past Melanie. I completely understand what she's saying. She's saying the business model they have for Android phones, as far as building in the price into the cost of the service, is not something they do with iPhones. I don't think that's true.
No, you can add $40
well, no,
a month
iPhones
to
are more
your phone bill.
By a lot.
You can add $40 a month to your phone bill.
Right,
and
she's saying
you
the Android
don't
phones,
give Verizon a dime when you pick up the phone.
She's saying the Android phones, you don't add anything to the phone.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to pay the cost up front, but they're still charging you for the phone when you do it like that.
Right,
yes.
And there are Androids where they will do that as well, to
yes,
where you don't
are.
Pay
I'm
up front, they
that.
Add it to your
I'm
phone bill.
I'm not disagreeing
bill.
With that at all.
Then why are we arguing?
Yeah, they're doing
know.
The same thing here. I'm looking at Verizon Wireless. They're adding in... for the Galaxy S7, which is an Android phone, $28 a month. So they've got the same exact plan for the Android phones. I think you're mistaken on this one, Melanie. Let's go on here. This is the audio from the debate courtesy of CNN. Right now, the question apparently... Trump just claimed he's going to cut taxes big league.
Create tremendous jobs. They're going to expand their companies. They're going to do a tremendous job. I'm getting rid of the carried interest provision. And if you really look, it's not a tax. It's really not a great thing for the wealthy. It's a great thing for middle class. It's a great thing for companies to expand.
Hold on.
And
he just said great three times in one sentence.
Drinks,
how many
right?
drinks do we have? Because if he says it twice in the sentence, you take a shot.
$1 billion back from
I mean, we're only a half hour into this debate.
Because politicians like Secretary Clinton won't allow them to bring the money back because the taxes are so onerous and the bureaucratic red tape so what is so bad. So what they're doing is they're leaving our country and they're, believe it or not, leaving because taxes are too high and because some of them have lots of money outside of our country and instead of bringing it back and putting the money to work because they can't work out a deal to, and everybody agrees it should be brought back, instead of that, they're leaving our country to get their money because they can't bring their money back into our country because of
so don't the conservatives say if you don't like the way things are here, leave?
Mm-hmm.
And
now
you
he's
leave.
Bitching
well, yeah,
about
then
people
you leave
leaving.
And then they leave and they complain about that too.
Well, he's
so
right about the reason.
Unusual.
He's right about the reason, which is what we were just talking
right.
about. The red tape,
but he's
the
mad
regulations.
That they're leaving. They should not be allowed to leave if they don't like things.
And with a little leadership, you'd get it in here very quickly, and it could be put to use on the inner cities and lots of other things, and it would be beautiful. But we have no leadership. And honestly, that starts with Secretary Clinton.
All right, you have 2 minutes
it the same starts question, with the Secretary of State.
Yes. All right, so more from the debate, more commentary here. If you want to join us, you can. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers from love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Do dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio. You don't have to talk about the debate, but that's what a lot of people are discussing here tonight, as it is about a half hour going here on CNN, NPR, various different places. I guess they have like a feed that different companies can pick up, so anybody can air this particular content. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We are having our own debate in the studio over cell phone plans. And we're going to get back into Trump and Clinton as...
Who has the better cell phone plan?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't think they're going to be asked that.
Does Hillary's cell phone plan include unlimited email?
I don't know. I bet she's never even looked. I bet Hillary has never even had to think about her cell phone plan, probably has never even paid the bill for her cell phone plan. It's likely.
But she has paid attention to email.
This is true. Let's go back to the audio feed as we continue to give you some commentary track to the discussion they're having. Let's go back to CNN.
Says, you don't release your returns until the audit's complete. When the audit's complete, I'll do it. But I would go against them if she releases her
email. So it's negotiable?
It's not negotiable. No, let her release the email. Why did she delete 33,000
emails? I'll let her ask that.
Wasn't the email thing in the drinking game?
One more time.
Yes.
In agreement, we did ask you to be silent, so it would be helpful for us, Secretary Clinton.
Well, I think you've just seen another example of bait and switch here. For 40 years, everyone running for president has released their tax returns. You can go and see nearly, I think, 39, 40 years of our tax returns, but everyone has done it. We know the IRS has made clear there is no prohibition on releasing it when you're under audit. So you've got to ask yourself, why won't he release his tax returns? And I think there may be a couple of reasons. First,
I spent a lot of time telling people not to divulge evidence on an ongoing investigation. If you're being audited by the IRS, do not release your tax returns to anyone who is not your attorney.
Of his business dealings.
Good advice.
We have been told through investigative reporting that he owes about $650 million to Wall Street and foreign banks. Or maybe he doesn't want the American people, all of you watching tonight, to know that he's paid nothing in federal taxes. Because the only years that anybody's ever seen...
She's looking right into the camera, by the way, when she's delivering this.
...to state authorities when he was trying to get a casino license, and they showed he didn't pay any federal income tax. So
that makes
if
me
he
smart.
Paid zero,
yeah. like
zero for vets,
good
zero
for him
for
on that
schools
one.
Or health.
He's
and
paying for it in other ways, though, to the feds. I guarantee that.
Having the rest of our country see what the real reasons are, because it must be something really important, even terrible, that he's trying to hide.
Oh.
And the financial disclosure statement, they don't give you the tax
rate. Should it be more terrible than whatever it is that Clinton has been hiding?
I mean, I don't like defending either one of them, but Trump pays more in matching income taxes for his W-2 employees than I will ever see in my entire life.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
Pays federal taxes. Whether or not it's 1040 well, federal income taxes, I don't know.
No,
but
Donald Trump's corporations pay taxes.
Well, right,
Donald
but if
Trump,
he owns them.
The person.
Okay,
and
but
that's where it's coming down.
He's still being seriously robbed by the feds. So,
right.
Like,
I'm just saying, you know, like it's one of those things to where, you know, yes, Donald Trump can say, I pay a lot of tax because, you know, this, that, the other thing, where it's coming from his businesses, but yet Donald Trump, the person, might not have actually had any federal...
And if the only income he has is from businesses that he's not personally managing, then he probably... doesn't. If that's the only thing he has, then he probably does not pay federal 1040 income taxes, but he pays tons and tons of federal taxes.
Right.
I'm
just saying it's one of those things to where both of them could say polar opposite statements, and they're both true.
When you have the man that set up the illegal server taking the fifth, I think it's disgraceful. And believe me, this country thinks it's disgraceful. It really thinks it's disgraceful also. As far as my tax returns, you don't learn that much from tax returns, that I can tell you. You learn a lot from financial disclosure. And you should go down and take a look at that. The other thing, I'm extremely under-leveraged. The report that said 650, which, by the way, a lot of friends of mine that know my business said, boy, that's really not a lot of money. It's not a lot of money relative to what I had. The buildings that were in question, they said in the same report, which was actually wasn't even a bad story, to be honest with you, but the buildings are worth $3.9 billion. And the 650 isn't even on that, but it's not 650. It's much less than that. But I could give you a list of banks. I would, if that would help you, I would give you a list of banks. These are very fine institutions, very fine banks. I could do that very quickly. I am very underleveraged.
Yeah,
I have a great
it.
Company. I have a tremendous income. And the reason I say that is not in a braggadocious way. It's because it's about time that this country had somebody running it that has an idea about money. When we have $20 trillion in debt and our country's a mess, you know, it's one thing to have $20 trillion in debt and our roads are good and our bridges are good and everything's in great shape. Our airports are like from a third world country. You land at LaGuardia,
you
land at Kennedy, you land at LAX, you land at Newark. And you come in from Dubai and Qatar, and you see these incredible, you come in from China, you see these incredible airports. And you land, we've become a third world country. So, the worst of all things has happened. We owe $20 trillion, and we're a mess. We haven't even started. And we've spent $6 trillion in the Middle East, according to a report that I just saw. Whether it's six or five, but it looks like it's six. $6 trillion in the Middle East. We could have rebuilt our country twice. Mm. And it's really a shame. And it's
that almost sounded like an anti-war statement.
Hillary Clinton,
that have caused this problem. Our country has tremendous problems. We're a debtor nation. We're a serious debtor nation. And we have a country that needs new roads, new tunnels, new bridges, new airports, new schools, new hospitals. And we don't have the money because it's been squandered on so many of your ideas.
What's your response?
Maybe because you haven't paid any federal income tax for a lot of years.
That's all
and
she's got.
The other thing I think is important.
It would be squandered too,
is,
believe me.
Your main claim to be president of the United States.
Okay, so you're being amused by him. You didn't think that you would enjoy this.
I mean, if I watched the whole thing, I just, you know, I'd have to stop because I'm not supposed to.
Of little guys.
Drink anymore, but
so his claim of the United States has become a third world country is a complete misunderstanding of the term third world.
I think he was just talking about crappy airports, but
right, but no, he said the United States has become a third world country.
Okay,
the term came about during the Cold War, where the first world countries were the countries that were allied with the United States and England and Western Europe.
Second world was
Second
Russia.
Second world was Russia and their allies and other communist countries.
Mm-hmm.
Third world were countries that were not allied with either entity.
Well, of course, it's interesting etymology on that, or history, I guess. But now people think of just crap holes, basically, as third world.
Apology from someone who has taken their labor, taken the goods that they produced, and then refused to pay them. I can only say that I'm certainly relieved that my late father never did business with you. He provided a good middle-class life for us, but the people he worked for, he expected the bargain to be kept on both sides. And when we talk about your business, you've taken business bankruptcy 6 times. There are a lot of great business people that have never taken bankruptcy once. You call yourself the king of debt. You talk about leverage. You even at one time suggested that you would try to negotiate down the national debt of the United States. Well, sometimes there's not a direct transfer of skills from business to government. But sometimes what happened in business would be really bad for government.
That's what Mr.
Well, that's a really damning statement of the institution of government.
It's all words. It's all sound bites. I built an unbelievable company. Some of the greatest assets anywhere in the world, real estate assets anywhere in the world, beyond the United States.
How many of those real estate assets
were straight
stolen, though?
It's an unbelievable company.
You think Trump stole those assets?
I know he stole some of them.
Eminent domain.
He used the government.
Laws that are there. And when Secretary Clinton talks about people that didn't get paid.
All right, more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. We've got enough time for you if you want to join us right now at 855-450-FREE. It doesn't have to be about the debate or what is being called the debate between Trump and Clinton. And they do seem to be going back and forth on a couple of things here. At the very least, Trump is being accused of interrupting, quote, like crazy, according to one of the columnists at the Washington Post. And he is jumping in with little barbs and responses in the midst of when Clinton is speaking. Let's see. The question right now, not real clear. Clinton was just talking about guns and, you know, doing something about guns. So let's get Trump on this, whatever this is.
Thousands of shootings. And I'm saying, where is this? Is this a war-torn country? What are we doing? And we have to stop the violence. We have to bring back law and order in a place like Chicago, where thousands of people have been killed, thousands over the last number of years. In fact, almost 4,000 have been killed since Barack Obama became president. Almost 4,000 people in Chicago have been killed. We have to bring back law and order. Now, whether or not in a place like Chicago you do stop and frisk, which worked very well, Mayor Giuliani is here,
We talked about this in detail on the Saturday edition, I believe it was, of Free Talk Live, where, it didn't work. Stop and frisk, actually, when you look at the numbers, the violent crimes in New York City were already trending downward before stop and frisk was implemented, and then when it went away, they were still trending downward. So there was not even a real correlation that you could even draw between stop and frisk and the drop in violent crime. So he's completely wrong about that. And the current New York mayor has even come out and said that Trump is wrong about that. Stop and frisk was also found to be unconstitutional in New York, the way it was being implemented. So not to say that it was unconstitutional as a whole, but the way it was being implemented was.
Well, you can't do it randomly. You can do it on suspicion. You don't even need PC, but you can do it on suspicion. You can't do it randomly anymore.
You you could just pat somebody down on suspicion?
No, that's what they were doing. And the Supreme Court told them they had to stop.
Okay, gotcha. Wait, so the Supreme Court would allow it randomly, do you think?
Well, wait, no. So you need probable cause. You don't need
probable. That's what I would think.
You need reasonable, articulable suspicion for a stop and frisk, which is somewhat lower than probable cause. Mm-hmm. But they were just doing it at random, and you can't do that.
Well, so, like, I saw you head out of that store, mm-hmm. and they get robbed on a regular basis, so let me check your pockets would be suspicion.
But not reasonable, articulable.
Well, I don't even think that that would rise to that level, but yeah, something
but
really.
They were doing more than just random. They were targeting the people they wanted to target,
right.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Claiming
but,
that it was
random. They were claiming it was random.
Right, so let's go on here with more of this.
Different places.
Trump's calling for a police state.
You need better relationships. I agree with Secretary Clinton on this. You need better relationships between the communities and the police, because in some cases it's not good. But you look at Dallas, where the relationships were really studied. The relationships were really a beautiful thing. And then five police officers were killed one night very violently. So there's some bad things going on, some really bad things. But we need, Lester, we need law and order. And we need law and order in the inner cities, because the people that are most affected by what's happening are African-American and Hispanic people. And it's very unfair to them what our politicians are allowing to happen.
Secretary Clinton.
Well,
law and order usually means Bearcats, military vehicles.
Can we call them by their proper name, ballistic engineered armored response counterattack trucks?
We could, but I hardly ever remember what the Bearcat is.
Because Bearcat just sounds, it's so cute and fuzzy. It's like a little bear and a cat just had a little puppy.
Armored tank. How about that?
Even the hybrid animal sounds horrible to me. But since I know it's a tank-like thing.
Armored tank. How about that? Nice short way of describing what the Bearcat is. That's what law and order means to these people. It means more guns in the hands of the police, fewer responsibilities for the police's behavior, no accountability whatsoever for what it is that they do, and that's what that's what that means. Checkpoints, papers, please.
Without are your papers.
That's what he's talking about there. Not to mention his damn wall idea. So by the way, just to make sure it's clear, I'm not a Trump fan. I just think he's more entertaining to watch than Hillary Clinton.
Back up. We've had 25 years of very good cooperation, but there were some problems, some unintended consequences. Too many young African American and Latino men ended up in jail for nonviolent offenses. And it's just a fact that if you're a young African American man and you do the same thing as a young white man, you are more likely to be arrested, charged, convicted, and incarcerated.
And do you think having more laws will help or hurt that problem?
Right. That's her government that she's talking about that does those things. What has she done so far to assist black males in the United States with not being targeted by the police?
Because she's wanting to pass more laws, and if you have more laws, then there's more things to arrest people for.
Right. Has Clinton advocated for an end to the war on drugs?
Nope.
Absolutely not. Of course, neither has Trump. But, to act like she's all of a sudden she cares about the plight of poor people in the United States is ridiculous.
Oh, she acts like she cares because she wants their vote.
Right.
Prison cells with young Americans. So there are some positive ways we can work on this. And I believe strongly that common sense gun safety measures would assist us right
now.
You
mean confiscation?
This is something Donald has supported along with the gun lobby. Right now, we've got too many military-style weapons on the streets in a lot of places. Our police
do, and they're owned by the police.
Background checks. And we need to keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm.
Like
and
the
we
police.
Finally
right.
need to pass a prohibition on anyone who's on the terrorist watch list from being able to buy a gun in our country. If you're too dangerous to fly...
So throw due process out the window.
Right, because to get on that watch list, there's, you know, they just put you on there. I mean, there's no actual...
And they don't even tell you about it. So you, like, show up at the store.
Right.
Hi, I'd like to buy this gun. Here's some money. And then they announce in the middle of the sporting goods store that you're a terrorist.
Well, I don't know if that's how it happens.
They just say, we can't sell it to you, and we don't know why.
Right. And also, I mean, there's also the terrorist watch list as far as not flying on airplanes. You can't fly, and basically you can't even get your name off of that list. It's almost impossible to do that. So, I mean, we're talking about huge unaccountable government here, just completely ruining people's lives and freedoms.
But when it comes to policing, since it can have literally fatal consequences, I have said in my first budget we would...
Maybe policing is too dangerous if it causes all these deaths, then we should ban it.
...deal with implicit bias by retraining a lot of our police officers.
Ah, that's what they
need. I met with a group of very distinguished...
Another training mission for them to spend more taxpayer dollars on.
That'll
fix the problems.
How about we get rid of all of the victimless crimes that allow the police to just, you know, go up and say, I think you might have a plant. Prove that you don't.
Yeah, if you ended the war on drugs, then there would be a huge end to a lot of the things she's talking about. She is identifying that, yes, the police do target minorities more often than they target, you know, white people. I think there's some truth to that. And young people, specifically young males, are being targeted more often. Young poor males, regardless of the color of their skin, are being targeted more often. And, you know, for drugs and things like that. If you legalize drugs, it solves that problem.
Protecting the Second Amendment. But I think we have to look very strongly at no-fly lists and watch lists. And when people are on there...
See, they agree on this one. More lists. More people on more lists.
I tend to agree with that quite strongly. I do want to bring up the fact that you were the one that brought up the word super predator about young black youth. And that's a term that I think was it's been horribly met, as you know. I think you've apologized for it. But I think it was a terrible thing to say. And when it comes to stop and frisk, you know, you're talking about taking guns away. Well, I'm talking about taking guns away from gangs and people that use them. And I really don't think you disagree with me on this, if you want to know the truth. I think maybe there's a political reason why you can't say it. But I really don't believe in New York City, stop and frisk, we had 2,200 murders, and stop and frisk brought it down to 500 murders. 500 murders is a lot of murders. Hard to believe. 500 is like supposed to be good. But we went from 2,200 to 500, and it was continued on by Mayor Bloomberg, and it was terminated by current mayor.
Yeah, but go and look at the statistics. I mean, look, maybe there were more murders around the beginning of Stop and Frisk compared towards the end of Stop and Frisk, but again, the trend was already going down by the time it was introduced.
Right, so what was the number or the rate X number of years before Stop and Frisk began?
Washington Post had a detailed article about it. You can check that out. We're out of time for tonight. There's at least another half hour of this malarkey.
I'm not watching it.
Yep, and you can check it out at your leisure. Otherwise, go to, you know, continue listening to whatever you were going to listen to. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.